If you need to settle a bet with a coworker today or write a term paper about the Continental Congress, do not look to Wikipedia for help. Instead of the familiar encyclopedia page you may be expecting, you'll get a shadowy screen asking you to imagine a world without free knowledge. Wikipedia is one of dozens of websites that are dark today. They're on a 24-hour strike in protest over new anti-piracy bills that are making their way through Congress. One is called the Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPRA, and then the Protect IP Act, or PIPA. Yesterday, we heard from opponents of SOPRA.
What's incredibly frustrating for new companies, for innovation, for entrepreneurs, is that the idea of simply complying from a legal standpoint is enough to get something shut down before it even gets started. And that means the next YouTube, the next Twitter, the next Reddit, the next Facebook just doesn't happen here.
That's actually Reddit co-founder Alex Ohanian talking about why he's against this law. These laws today, a couple supporters of SOPA, Steve Tepp, chief IP counsel at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and Scott Harbinson, international representative for International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. And Scott, let me begin with you, because your point of view is that these bills are designed to save jobs. How is that?
Well, it's pretty simple. There is not going to be the level of reinvestment, particularly in the low-budget motion picture industry, if what happens is the end product that our members create is stolen and monetized by foreign entities abroad beyond the reach of U.S. law enforcement. Who's going to lend low-budget filmmakers, independent filmmakers, the money to make their product if the only certainty is that a good portion of their investment is going to be eroded by piracy?
Well, what do you say then to the example that came from Wikipedia that this bill is like putting restrictions and bans on automobiles simply because they're used in crimes as opposed to directly attacking the crime?
Well, I completely reject that. A much better analogy would be to say that the U.S. banking system have no obligation to report money laundering. Everybody, all the players in the internet ecosystem have a responsibility to make sure that the ecosystem is not lawless.
That's Scott Harbinson, who is an international representative for the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, also with us, Steve Tepp, chief IP counsel at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Steve, maybe you can help those of us who are not in the tech industry understand what's at issue here. Those who oppose it say that this is really doing is putting a blanket ban on innovation in tech. You say that's not true. Why?
Hey, good morning, Celeste. That's absolutely not true. What's at stake here, as Scott said, is American jobs, because our most innovative and creative products are being stolen by foreign criminals beyond the reach of our enforcement agencies, and they're laughing all the way to the bank. In the meantime, the products that they're selling back into the U.S. market are fakes. They're dangerously defective in many cases, and it's not just the music and movie that we hear so much about, though that's certainly a big problem. It's everyday consumer products, medicine, automobile parts, clothing, cosmetics, shoes, you name it. And these sites are designed intentionally so that consumers think they're visiting a legitimate site. They look snazzy, they have advertising, and yet it's entirely fake. The other key piece to remember here is that the legislation is, in fact, very narrowly crafted. The internet is the best internet, best marketplace that the world has ever seen. Marketplace of ideas, marketplace of products. No one wants to interfere with that, of course. We think the internet is stronger when these criminals, who also are major sources of malware and identity theft, are disconnected or at least disrupted in their ability to exploit American consumers. And so the legislation is very narrowly targeted at the worst of the worst foreign sites. They have to be dedicated to this type of activity. And again, let me emphasize, the House bill, the Stop Online Piracy Act, has been amended so that it only applies to foreign sites. And further, the sponsors of both the Senate bill and the House bill have made clear that in response to concerns, they're going to roll back the provision dealing with the blocking of sites. So it's kind of mystifying that Wikipedia is going forward with this protest today. They got what they want. The bill couldn't possibly shut them down.
It's not just Wikipedia, though. We're speaking of Steve Teppin. I should disclose here that AFTRA, which is the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, of which I'm a member and many people to take away a member, supports SOPA. I want to disclose that. But let me just say, Steve, that on the information page about SOPA and PIPA, Google says this: members of Congress are trying to do the right thing by going after pirates and counterfeiters, but SOPA and PIPA are the wrong way to do it. Are you open to the idea that there may be more tinkering on this bill that could be done?
Absolutely. The chamber is looking for an effective, commercially reasonable solution. And if there are ways that we can support other folks who want to improve the bills as we go forward, that's great. The sponsors of the bills, who of course make the ultimate decision about what is or is not in them, have been very open to these sorts of changes, and they've made pretty substantial changes to the bills. Unfortunately, the news of those changes simply hasn't gotten out.
Well, the White House has voiced some objections to SOPA and PIPA as well. And let me go back to you, Scott Harbinson. Are you also open to changes to this bill? Do you admit that it could be improved?
Well, I think that everybody wants a bill that effectively addresses the problem and maintains a free and open internet. So we're absolutely open to such a bill, but it has to be effective. It can't be DMCA light, which is what many of the opponents of this bill would like to see it become.
So you feel as though the internet as it stands right now is taking American jobs?
There's no question in our minds.
That's Scott Harbinson, International Representative for the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. Steve Tepp, if we do nothing, if these don't pass and we don't pass anything like them, it takes American jobs?
The criminals, the foreign criminals who are abusing the internet are stealing our jobs and they're harming our consumers. And that's why you have what you hear on your show this morning, organized labor and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce side by side, along with a coalition of over 400 companies who all see this problem. And in fact, the administration sees it. Capitol Hill agrees. Even the opponents of the legislation acknowledge this is a problem that needs to be addressed.
Steve Tepp, Chief IP Counsel at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Thanks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.